New York lawmakers want fewer elections. They say they can save millions of dollars by consolidating primaries for state and federal offices into one day, but they can't agree on when that day should be. Gabe Altieri explains.
Both legislative chambers have passed bills to consolidate the primaries. Democrats in the Assembly want to hold the elections in June. Senate Republicans want August. These primaries would be for all state and federal offices, except the presidency. So you'd vote on your party's state Senate candidate the same day you'd pick a candidate for the U.S. Congress. Jim Batista is a professor at the University of Buffalo. He says the differences might not be about typical party politics.
If there are strong reasons, they're probably not much to do with partisanship and probably more to do with the cost of legislating in each chamber.
That cost of legislating is greater for Republicans in the Senate. They have a majority in that chamber, but only because a group of independent Democrats caucus with them. That means they need to make concessions to get bills passed. If the primary is moved to June, right after the session, the party wouldn't have long to focus on just campaigning. That's not as much of an issue in the Assembly, where Democrats have a supermajority.
So they just don't have as much sort of fussy work to do putting together a coalition that will get 50% plus one of the chamber.
In Binghamton, I'm Gabe Altieri for WRVO News.